Okay, my name is Dennis Knittmeyer, and I'm here this morning with Faye Tilley, and we are going to record some of her stories for the Salem 150th anniversary, so we're going to start. So, Faye, I'm going to start by asking you, maybe give me your name and your date of birth, and you just start like that.
My name is Faye Tilley. I was born south of Napoleon, Missouri, about 3 miles in the East Skew District. And I have a twin sister, Fern. And she passed when she was 91. I was born on June the 6th, 1925. And my family, there were already 3 girls. And then when the twins were born, that made 5 girls in the family. And we used to ask my dad, "Don't you wish we were boys?" And he said, "No, they're too mean."
So tell me, Faye, what church did you go to when you were a little girl?
We went to Napoleon, St. Paul's, UCC. Well, it wasn't UCC then.
Right.
And I was baptized there. And when we were confirmation age, we didn't have a minister. So my dad took 4 of us girls that were from Napoleon to Wellington. And we were confirmed there with 11 boys.
Okay.
So the girls were from Napoleon and the boys were from Wellington.
And what year was that? Do you remember when you got
confirmed? 1940.
Okay. So now let me progress then from the Wellington-Napoleon area to your history with Salem Church. Tell me about your first, when you became members and how that happened. And
we first became members of, my husband, Alvin Tilley, was a member of the Wellington Church. So when we got married, I joined there. And then in 1955, we bought a farm at Higginsville and moved to Higginsville and started a church in 1955. And I remember when we joined, Edsel and Vida Snyder, or Vida Merhall, were joined church the same Sunday.
So you and Edsel and Vida Merhoff and Alvin all joined on the same Sunday.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, good.
And Reverend Howe could not find the right place to sign our names in the book. He looked and he looked, and so we finally he said, "Oh, sign here." So I don't know where we are in the book.
That's funny. All right, from then on, tell me about your life. You're in Alvin's and your life here in Salem. What sticks out in your mind?
We had Ronald baptized by Reverend Houck, and Daryl was confirmed by Reverend Houck, our 2 sons. And they both married and went to other churches. But I was always proud of them. They always went to church. Ronald was went to other states, and that was their way of learning people by going to church. And let's see.
That's fine. Tell me, do you have any particular fond memories of Christmas time at Salem or anything like that you can remember?
Christmas Eve services were always beautiful with all the candles outside in the paper sacks, and it was just a lovely service, the candlelight and so forth. And about the ministers, the one thing I remember about Reverend Houck, ever so often he would pray in his prayers, thanking God for work to do and the zest to do it. And that always stuck with me.
Very good.
And the Woolman family, they had 5 children, and those little kids, you know how kids are, they're always aggravating each other and teasing each other. But those 5 little kids would sit in a row with her in church in the balcony, and they loved each other. There was no fighting, no quibbling going on. She never had to correct them or anything. They just sat there.
Interesting.
That was always impressed me how that family was. You have to teach children to love. They don't get that naturally. And how that family, how they did it, I would love to know.
Now, I take it it's probably true then as it is today that everybody sat pretty much in the same part of the church?
Yes, when the boys were growing up, they sat in the balcony. Of course, we sat up there too then.
Okay.
And they would sit with us until they got old enough to sit with the boys up way up in the back. And then when we finally moved downstairs, well, we started out over in the side room where the babies were.
Oh, what we call the overflow.
Overflow.
Yes, okay.
Because Ronald was a baby, we sat there for a while. And then when they got into Sunday school, I'd start teaching Sunday school in the primary department. We had so many children that we had special places for each department. And in our department, well, I taught second grade, and there were like three classes of second graders, and we had quite an experience with the children. We tried co-teaching. I co-teached with Cole, what's his first name? Charles Cole.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, co-teached with him, and with Marietta Marks, Mrs. Wesley Marks, and Helen Bersinger would play the piano, and Starkey. Well, Lenore Starkey was the superintendent, and of course, Anna Marie Sturkey was there. And I remember one Christmas, each department put on their own little Christmas program, and she read the story of Scrooge. It's the first time I'd ever heard that, and they played it out, you know. That was hilarious. You know what Anna Marie Sturkey was like.
Oh, she was was a character.
She was a character. And it went on, and after we moved into the town of Higginsville in 1988, so then I felt like I could do more work in the church. I started going to the Women's Fellowship, and I became circle chairman several times. Finally, they even voted me in for president. Now, that was the hardest job I ever did.
But I'm sure you did a wonderful job.
Well, I don't know. See, being twins, there's always a leader and a follower. And I was definitely the follower, not a leader. So that was difficult. Pastor Novak didn't make a compliment one time to make me feel a lot better, I think. At the mother and daughter banquet, I, of course, had to make a speech. And he complimented me on how well I did. And I didn't even know what I was saying. I was shaking so bad. And I started quilting. And
yeah, tell me a little bit about your quilting memories. I know you and my mother were in there, or my mother was in there with you, but tell me your feelings about that and how you felt about that and how you enjoyed that.
Oh, I did enjoy that I had it kind of weaned off my husband. He expected me to go to the farm with him every day, you know. Keep him company, and I would try to sneak out on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, and I finally got it down out once a week, and pretty soon he started planning his work around Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, so I got to quilt both times.
Very good.
And then one day, Marie Stahl and Marie Nittmeyer were the, chairmans of the thing, or the leaders
of the, yeah, the quilter
group. And they asked me if I would, well, Vida Marsh was with them and she passed away, and they asked me to be on the committee, and I was so shocked. I had never even thought about being on the committee, and so I said, well, I would try it, but if I didn't meet up to their standards, then it wouldn't bother me if they let me go, you know. But they never did let me go, and I ended up being the only one leading toward the end. And I did thoroughly enjoy it. And that's one thing I remember about Reverend Noah. He would, he really enjoyed the snacks that the quilters got. And one day he even asked Helen, we were going old past time, he says, "You think they forgot us?" And he, whenever we finished a quilt, we would hang it up, and he would go over and look at that and look at our stitches, and he says, He looks at a lot of quilts, but nobody ever made stitches like our quilters did. And he always commented us on their beautiful quilts.
Do you have any idea how many quilts that the quilters quilted in your time with them? Did you ever keep track of that?
Well, yeah, I have a record, and I wrote a story about the quilters for the anniversary.
Okay.
So the numbers are in that. Offhand, I can't.
That's fine.
The money we took in and the number of quilts we quilted, but you're asking how many that I quilted after I was there. I could probably look that up for you.
I just thought you might have offhand. Let me take you back to teaching Sunday school. Did you remember having classes in the basement where the kitchen is now, or the dining area?
That's where the primary department was, in that area.
That was before the educational building was probably built or not?
It was already built.
Okay.
I think in the early 50s, and we came in 55.
Okay.
So it had been here quite a while. But I can see where they really needed the space, because they had a lot of children at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we met, in the dining room. And let's see, then I finally got onto the Board of Elders, which I did enjoy. At that time, we were still cooking the Lenten men's breakfast.
Are the suppers before the Lenten service, correct?
We did one before Lenten service, but Holy Week, and the men's breakfast in the mornings.
Okay.
The elders did that.
Okay.
And I followed Pearl Learman. Of course, she had everything written down and in order, so that was really easy, following her directions, yeah.
Okay. Anything else that sticks out in your mind? Yeah, any other unique stories about the pastors or Houck or Woolman or Novak or that comes to your mind?
Isaiah would always say God is good, and let's see.
And we would say all the time or something like
that. Oh, yeah, God is good all the time. All the time God is good, right? And one day we were out at the farm and trying to deliver a calf, and Alvin would say, God is good all the time. And he would repeat.
So he would remember, Alvin would remember what Isaiah said.
Right.
Good.
Right. And let's see. Woolman, I remember when the search committee went out, and Alice June Humfeld, she was also a teacher in the primary department. She came back all excited. She said, oh, we found a wonderful preacher. He is really good, but he won't stay long. That was her prediction. But, they really found a good one. And it was during his stay that I stopped teaching Sunday school. And he wrote me a nice letter thanking me and how he missed me at that certain spot. And so forth, I think that about ends my story.
Okay, I wanted to give you plenty of time to share anything. We've talked for 13 minutes there, so that's fine.
Now, at the Board of Elder meeting, this is kind of funny, but I had a bad cold and had taken these pills, that make you real sleepy. And that night at the board meeting, I thought I was trying to stay awake. And finally, Pastor Novak says, Faye, I think you better go home. And the next meeting, when they read the minutes, I had been sleeping because I didn't hear some of that.
That was funny. That is funny.
I was really embarrassed, though.
I can imagine. All right. Well, listen, we are, if you're done, we're going to close the interview. But if you ever think of anything else that you would like to share, you give me a call and I can come back over and we'll do it again. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Faye, thank you so much. I appreciate you visiting with me.
Thank you, Dennis.
All right. Are you sure you have finished recording? And so we're going to say yes.